Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about when God sings. I'm going to read to you from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let me read to you those precious verses we read here. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." The book of Zephaniah is one of the more obscure and unknown books of the Bible. Most of it is full of dark prophecies of judgment. It was a book written at the close of almost two generations of godlessness. But at the end of it, there is a shining star in the book of Zephaniah, a gem that looks all the more brilliant because it's laid against the black cloth of the judgments of God. These two verses from the third chapter of Zephaniah give something to really remember the book of Zephaniah by. In these verses, Zephaniah gives us five reasons for confidence. First, the Lord is in your midst. Second, the Lord has the power to save. Third, God rejoices over you. Fourth, God gives you rest in his love. And fifth, God sings over you. First, be confident because the Lord is in your midst. Remember who it is that stands among you, the Lord your God, the God of all power and glory, not some grandfatherly guy in a rocking chair. No matter what you don't have, take a look at what you do have. You do have the Lord your God in your midst. He is in your midst. Sometimes it's easy to think that God's close to everyone else, or perhaps that this group as a whole for this reason, but he's far away from you. It isn't true. He is in your midst. Draw near to him and he'll draw near to you. Second, be confident because the Lord has the power to save. Many people know our problems and feel bad for us, but they're powerless to help us. God not only knows our problems firsthand, but he's also the Mighty One who will save us. Third, be confident because God rejoices over you. Some people think God is like some immensely rich guy who walks the mansions of heaven bored by everything. That couldn't be further from the truth. God gets excited. He gets excited over us. We often underestimate the joy God has in his people, and we too often think that God is annoyed or irritated with us. Now, this isn't a blind rejoicing, because he knows who we are completely, but he still rejoices over us. God knows all about us, and his heart is glad. As many faults, as many weaknesses, as many difficulties as we have, he knows them all and he still rejoices. Fourth, be confident because God gives you rest in his love. At the beginning of the prophecy of Zephaniah, the Lord told the leaders of Judah to be quiet, but that was more of a shut your mouth kind of being quiet. Now God tells his people, "I'm going to quiet you with my love." That's a much better way to be quieted. Fifth, be confident because God sings over you. We don't often think of God singing, but he does. He sings over his people. Think how much joy and delight we give to the Lord that he breaks into singing over us. God is so happy in the love which he bears to his people that he breaks the eternal silence. The sun and moon and stars, with astonishment, they hear God chanting a hymn of joy. It never says that God sang at creation. It says that the angels sang, but not God. But what really gets God singing is his people. It's you. It's me. We should listen to his song and respond to it. Everywhere you go today, see people with earbuds or headphones on, and they listen to their own music on their personal audio players. I think that illustrates the way many people listen to their own song instead of taking the time and the quiet it takes to listen to God sing over you. Friends, I hope you will take the time and the quiet to listen to his song over you and let it inspire you to put away fear and to be strong and busy for the Lord's sake. You can walk in that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.